April 11th, 1965. Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the tornado that came through the area and the area that was hit the hardest, Pittsfield Township. And we're joined this morning by Lynn Youngblood, who is with the Pittsfield Township Historical Society. Good morning, Lynn. Thank you for sharing the time with us today. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
So you have a dedication planned tomorrow. Talk about what's going to take place at this event.
Well, tomorrow we have a program where we are going to unveil a plaque that we dedicated to the 9 people who were killed during the tornado on April 11th, 1965. Following that, we're going to go inside to the building, and we're going to have a couple of speakers. One of them is Roger Pickenpaw, who was the author of Night of the Wicked Winds. He wrote a book about the series of tornadoes, you know, that hit from Indiana through Ohio, and he's going to be there and talk a little bit about the people he interviewed in Pittsfield. After that, we're going to have Dave Conklin, who is a teacher at Wellington High School in charge of the drama class, and he has volunteered to put together an oral history and talk to some of the survivors, some of the people that were involved in the tornado. And we hope to have that for sale for people so we have a permanent record of how people were affected by the tornado. After that, we'll have some open discussion so people can share their stories. We're hoping people can bring pictures or artifacts to share with the audience. And then we'll also have some light refreshments. So we hope to have a nice day where people can talk about the tornado that affected us 50 years ago.
And again, this is the Pittsfield Township Hall, location 58303, kind of like ground zero kind of it, where it hit back in 1965. How big of an impact did this have on the community as far as what it is today to what it was before then?
It was a devastating event. I mean, it wiped out 2 churches that had been in Pittsfield since the 1830s, 1840s. It destroyed the town hall where all of the historical records were. A lot of people that came out and picked up artifacts gave those to Ralph Hayes, who was a trustee on the Pittsfield Historical Society. It also wiped out a small store that has never been replaced in Pittsfield. But the community really came together, and within a short time, instead of building 2 churches, they put 1 church up, they rebuilt the town hall, they fixed the soldiers' monument that had been there since 1896, and it really brought the community together. The people that supported it were just tremendous.
We're talking today with Lynn Youngblood, who is with the Pittsfield Township Historical Society. What other activities or things did the society do? I guess maybe sometimes a tragedy like this tornado sort of puts the marker on Pittsfield, but there's more to that than just that one fateful day, right?
Oh, definitely. We're a relatively new organization. We started, I believe, in 2007. And we started because so much of our history was wiped out by that event 50 years ago. But we have programs. We meet on a monthly basis. And like next month, we're going to have a presentation on the Civil War. And we do other fundraisers. Last year, we moved an old schoolhouse from the 1840s to the Pittsfield Center. And we plan on restoring that, and that will be the place where a lot of the old artifacts will be stored.
When you mention artifacts, what kind of things are we talking about?
We're talking about documents and Bibles and books and pictures, everything that reflects the history of Pittsfield.
When people are coming to this dedication, is there already a marker there? Is that correct, I think, or something at least related to the tornado incident?
There was a wooden sign,
okay,
and right now the schoolhouse is sitting where the sign was, but we plan on putting that back up. That was a sign that dedicated to the community. The plaque that we're putting up is specific to the 9 people who were killed the night of the tornado.
Will you have relatives of those people? Because obviously a community like this, people settle there, they stay there, generations are there.
Yes. We're hoping that family members come. We've contacted a couple. We believe from New York State, we're going to be there tomorrow. Also a family from California, descendants of one of the families that died that night, is supposed to be there tomorrow as well.
Again, that is coming up tomorrow. It'll be from starting at 2 o'clock. Again, the 50th anniversary of the 1965 tornado. Talk about having the stories, artifacts, the plaque dedication as well. And people can just come by, and obviously they'll see all the activity there, and they'll know right at 58 and 303 at the town hall to come by. Lynn, thanks for sharing the information, and hope you have a nice turnout and some nice weather for the day tomorrow. Appreciate
That's what we're hoping for great. As well.
Appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lynn Youngblood with the Pittsfield Township Historical Society, again, honoring, having a dedication about the 50th anniversary to the day of the April 11th, Palm Sunday, 1965 tornado.